sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. I'm here every Saturday morning about 8 o'clock or so, and I'm here with Mark Carr.
Good morning.
Good morning. How
it's
are you?
It's a great foggy morning. I love the fog.
Really?
I do.
I mean, I was at May Avenue and could not see 50 Penn Place.
Well, I got to the bottom of the parking lot here and looked up and couldn't see the top of
building. Right?
And like for Oklahoma, that's some thick fog.
It looks like right now that there's not Penn Square across the street. It's just a fogged mess.
Well, and then like the sun had, you could see the halo of the sun behind it. Anyway, to me it was a beautiful morning.
Was that the sun or was that the moon?
I think it was the sun because it was coming up on the east.
On the eastern side?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm geographically challenged, but I think that's the way it works.
Well, it does. You're right. It does work that way. Well, what are we talking about today, Mark?
This morning, we are talking about how this COVID has affected our lives. And then we are talking about that with Mr. Tom Nix.
Tom Nix. A lot of Oklahoma City knows
that
name.
I know. A lot of ears perked up right there with
that's
that.
That's right. And why Tom Nix? Because he's a friend.
That's right.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. It is so good to be here this morning. This is a real treat. And I tell you, I'm wondering if Mark is part Italian. And you're wondering why? He was talking with his hands more than he was his voice when he was talking to you, Becky.
I'm glad we're not on video.
I reached for my phone to video so I can prove it.
Well, and for the three of you who do not know Tom Nix out there.
Here is the excitement of Tom Nix's music career began just 3 short years after the start of piano lessons. At the age of 11, he was asked to play piano organ at the prestigious Dodson Cafeteria in the hometown of Oklahoma City.
Hey, Dodson Cafeteria was pretty prestigious. It was the place to be.
I don't remember Dodson. I remember Luby's that was up.
No, you were not from South Oklahoma City,
Dodson's.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Dodson. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know this, guys, till about 3 years ago. Dodson's Cafeteria, of course, this has been a few years back. It was named the number one cafeteria in all of America for about 3 or 4 years running.
I would like them to bring it back. Dodson's.
Oh, what I would do to have it come back.
Bring it back.
All right. This sets the stage for an exciting career of music, performing, and the love of meeting new people. I believe that's really true about Tom. I was the richest kid in all of South Oklahoma City, making 65 cents an hour, working 6 hours a week. Wow. This was $3.90 a week, by the way. Quickly, a word spread of this child protege, and people were coming from all over the state of Oklahoma to enjoy the good food and hear the wonderful music presented by this cute 79-pound kid.
Did you have the cute?
I did not. It is on
there.
Is it
in there?
It is in there.
I didn't remember it was in there.
Now, Tom.
I did not write this bio. Somebody else did it for me.
The cute's still true.
It is.
Oh,
the 79 pounds.
79 pounds may have changed a little bit, but he is still very cute.
He's still cute.
He's a handsome man.
Thank you. I think I'm blushing. Am I?
He says, what a life it has been since. I had no idea where those early days would lead. Tom has performed for 3 prior presidents and the King and Queen of Spain. Really? Wow. And appeared on the world's 4 largest Christian TV networks. As a singer also, he was awarded first place in the prestigious Nats Opera Competition. Did I say the right? Or is it N-A-T-S? Opera Competition 2 years in a row. Tom was asked at 13 years of age to be guest artist with the Oklahoma City Philharmonic Orchestra and was the only weekly regular on the local CBS affiliate Student in Action from 1967 to 1972. He was trained in puppetry by the late Jim Henson and was a national finalist in the Paul Newman Cooking Contest. What did you cook for that?
I cooked This was the early days of tortilla soup. Now it's quite common. But I invented one early on. Oh, goodness, that has been close to 30 years ago. So tortilla soup. Paul Newman contest, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was exciting.
Wonderful.
Oh, hey, I still make that soup, by the way.
I'll take it.
I'll tell you what, at my house in about a week, let's have your tortilla soup.
Becky, that is a good idea.
That's a great idea.
I'm on
it?
If you're on.
I'm on.
Okay.
Okay.
He has for 7 years in the, I'm sorry, he was for 7 years the, quote, in-house performer for the governor of Oklahoma, the Honorable Mary Fallon, and shares the honor of, quote, goodwill ambassador for the state of Oklahoma, with other such notables as child icon Shirley Temple Black, actors Ron Howard, and Chuck Norris.
Hey.
I didn't. Chuck Norris sings.
I look like Chuck. That's why they chose me for that.
Yeah.
For that honor.
Singers such notables Toby Keith, Vince Gill, Carrie Underwood, and six former Miss Oklahoma Americas. Recent honors include founder and director of the newly formed Community Choir of Oklahoma City and lead performer for the nationally recognized Red Andrews Dinner, feeding 9,000 people on Christmas Day in downtown Oklahoma City. Most recently, Tom was named Entertainment Director for Honoring America's Warriors. And for extra fun, he is registered gemologist.
Are you a I didn't know
really?
That about you.
Oh, yeah.
A registered gemologist.
Oh, yeah. I was fascinated by colored stones as a kid. Forget the diamonds. I was fascinated by the colored stones. And so I wanted to learn more about that, and that led into knowing about it and having fun with jewels and jewelry for a while.
Wow.
You are a true Renaissance man.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank
you. You are the essence of that.
Now, can we back up? This resume, I haven't heard it in a while. I was so impressed. And you read it so well, Mark. Truly, I have not read it in a while or heard it in a while, and I'm going, oh my, I need to rethink this a bit.
Well, that does give us a little idea of who you are, yeah. Where you came from, but who you are today. And this hasn't been all that many years ago. You were a caterer.
Right. I catered for several years right here in Oklahoma City.
And did a lot of impressive weddings and events here in the city. And you actually had a dessert that made one of Oprah's favorites.
Oh, Becky, you remember that story?
I do remember that story. And we're going to hear a little more detail about that story. You can hear about it on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I have with me Mark Carr.
Good morning. I'm a member of the Becky Ivins team, buyer
yeah.
agent and director of operations.
There you go. And we have Mr. Tom Nix with us today. And Tom is here because our scheduled guest canceled out on us last night. And Tom's a good friend and fun. So I brought him in today. And we're going to talk about, how our life has changed with the pandemic and how our real estate life has changed. But our lives have changed in more ways than only real estate. Even though we realtors remember what it used to be like, you could go pick up someone in a car that didn't have a mask on.
Right.
And show them houses and not have to worry about gloving up and sanitizing and all that kind of stuff. So our real estate market has changed somewhat, right?
It has, and I think there is certainly a lot of still trying to figure out exactly what has changed and why is it changed. It's kind of like, is it all COVID-related or is it just a change in the market because of the interest rate or is it – so all these things kind of combine. But we're seeing kind of the overall arching is kind of the scarcity of the number of – homes that are for sale.
Well, we had that before the COVID
mm-hmm.
That was
there, right.
Hit.
We were at low.
But then it really got drastic.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it's changed more than anything.
Yeah.
Is that the people are afraid to put their house on the market and let strangers in.
Yeah.
and they don't want the virus brought into their home, and folks don't want to be in close proximity. And that tends to be loosening up just a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think we saw a lot of that when everything was kind of unknown in March and into April, where...
Even into May.
Yeah, where you're not quite sure, which is usually when everything is... There's a... people are putting their house on the market for the summertime. And so we didn't see that because there was
held off.
Yeah. But we do see loosening of
but
that.
But then... It gets down to money, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
And when it gets down to money, people are moving.
Yeah.
Because if they're thinking about refinancing, you have to think about moving. Because, I mean, the last clients that I met with were thinking about selling their home. They really weren't really thinking about moving. They were going to refinance. And then they're going, wait a minute. We're crowded. Our home's too small. If we're going to create a new mortgage, why not do it for a new home?
Mm-hmm. One that meets their needs, one that they can see themselves in.
Yeah. And that was intended to be a temporary home. They were going to be there about 5 years. Well, next month it'll be 5 years.
Yeah.
But that goes by pretty fast.
Yeah.
So the refinance, the interest rates being at 2.5%, 2.75%, you can buy so much more house.
That's why I couldn't wrote an offer yesterday for a first-time home buyer, 30-year FHA, like Matt McLean said, and it was 2.25. And I got the letter, and I was like, are you doing a 15-year mortgage? She said, no, that's 30-year. Wow. I hadn't seen that on paper, that 2.25 for a 30-year. And first-time home buyer, and she's able to reach up and get a wonderful, wonderful home. It was great.
Right. So that way we really, I mean, just you can buy an unbelievable amount of home for that much, for that interest rate.
Yeah.
So whereas you before might have been thinking, well, I've got to stay at about 150 or 60,000, you very likely could go 225 and get mm-hmm. a really nice home for the same payment.
That's the amazing part of going. It doesn't change financially what you're dealing with on a monthly basis. And you're reaching up to just a whole mm-hmm. different level.
You do have to be wise, though. Yeah. I mean, think about the maintenance on that larger home.
Right.
Is going to be more costly because it's bigger. But maybe not. Maybe you're just going from an old home to a new home the same size that costs more. And then that's going to be a money-saving thing for you because the newer homes have better insulation, more efficient everything. When it comes to using electrical and gas and stuff like that, and even water, your utilities will be less in a newer home. If you same usage, of course.
I have a house right after the show that going to most likely write an offer on brand new house. It's geothermal, and the builder is guaranteeing for the first 2 years that the utility bill will be $45 or less. And if there's a difference, the builder is going to reimburse the new owner. Well,
now that's the heat and air.
Yes,
they put a. It's not really all utility.
It's right. It's the heat right. and air was 45.
Heat and air
because it's geothermal. Everything is geothermal on it,
and that's anyways. Very inexpensive to operate.
Yeah,
but it's costly to put in.
Yeah.
Geothermal is so, but
they're painting. It was. Perfect house, but again, it makes it where they are able to
afford it.
Yes.
Afford it over the long haul.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So we teased right before the break about
the dessert.
The dessert that Tom Nix created that made Oprah's favorites list. Tom, tell us about it. We've got a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God, Becky. I'll tell you what. We really need about a 12-week series to tell this whole story.
Oh.
Serious. But I was going to try to tell it in 30 seconds. So, yes, I have a pecan pie that through a series of events and through Nordstrom's Bakery in Dallas, contacts there, made it to Oprah. Now, she was going to use this as one of her favorite things back when she used to do the Christmas Favorite Things series. And your song Money a while ago, you were playing Money. At, I was seeing money floating from the sky in an illusional way. But anyway, it never came to pass. Oprah kind of went down, her TV show went off, no more Favorite Things series and all that. But it is a pretty good pecan pie, and I don't think you've had this pecan pie.
I haven't, but I hear you're coming to my house next week.
In about a week, Becky. I tell you what, you have smoothly transferred over the responsibility of the food for that night from you to me, I've noticed.
I love it.
Which is okay, because I love it too. It's really okay. Now, Mark's looking at me like, okay, when do I get a piece of this pecan pie?
The pecan pie. I'm not a desserts fan.
Oh, like, that's why you're so skinny and pretty. Yeah. That's
I'll
the answer.
Take it. But pecan pie is my absolute
favorite. An exception.
It is.
He's
I'm
wanting
not a
an invite,
fan.
But he's
I'm
not
a
getting
caramel,
it.
But pecan pie, oh my goodness.
Well, Becky, let's let him show up on the porch at least out front.
Just set a pecan pie a out front. Just a piece.
Well, Mark, we'll figure this out soon. Hey, it's pecan time of year. And it's, I noticed it came about 4 or 5 weeks early this year, this past week, when it got so actually cold in Oklahoma City. My goodness, it's amazing. By the way, you guys are turned away from the window. I'm facing it. When you started that segment a while ago, all of a sudden it cleared up about halfway out there. Oh. I mean, like that, a snap of a finger. I've never seen the likes.
It's lifted up, but it's still there. It's just not on the ground anymore.
Right. It was so interesting to see that just snap and halfway clear.
Well, we're here with Tom Nix, who has a special announcement to make. Right after our break, we are going to have a special announcement by Tom Nix, the guy who actually orchestrated and arranged for the Republican National Committee opening ceremony. So we'll return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. And we're having a fun time today. Maybe we should have Tom Nix as a guest more often, because we had someone cancel at the last minute to be our guest. And
so I was an afterthought.
You well.
I'm kidding, Becky.
You're
kidding.
Always on the mind.
I'm always. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You can sing that, right? Always on my mind. Yeah. But I'm here with Mark Carr, who is Director of Operations for the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, and you also work with my buyers.
I do.
Okay.
It's been a busy, busy 2 weeks with buyers.
Which is pretty awesome.
Right. I've had a showing every day for the past 2 weeks, even in the days when I was in the real estate class.
Wow. And all day, 2 days of... All day. I know I ask you about that because I'm going, weren't you supposed to be in
I was
GRI?
I was taking GRI class. It was a specified designation for realtors. And in the middle, we had an hour lunch break and ran out to preview a house, which is the one they ended up that they're going to make an offer on today.
Oh, awesome.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, yeah, I've been gone. I went on vacation to Colorado. For about 9 days.
You and I have not talked about it. Did you like that? Because you were like up on the top of a mountain or something.
Yes. We were on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Actually, a good friend of my daughter's owns a cabin. We call it a cabin. Uh-huh. It's a 3-story. It's quite the mansion up there. And she actually is a fellow realtor.
Oh, really?
And she has a cabin up there, and she let us use it.
Oh, wonderful.
And we had the best time. Just the frustrating part for me was no cell service and no Wi-Fi. So each day we would go to the spot, the Outlook, which was a beautiful Outlook, but it was a little gravel spot off the road where you could go and get signal. And it was about 10 minutes down the road. And
I bet it's beautiful.
It was absolute Pagosa Springs. It was very pretty. And then we got back, and then the next day found out that we had an uncle that passed.
Oh.
And it's the favorite cousins of Jim's side of the family. And I've been in Jim's side of the family for many, many years, many decades, actually. And so they're my favorite cousins on his side of the family, too.
Yeah.
And so we went up and had a great time. Uncle Elmer passed away, but he threw a great party for us. And we ate and we drank and we had a wonderful, wonderful time in Illinois. And we just got back late yesterday. So
you have been traveling.
I have been traveling.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of having a real estate team, is that my team is fully licensed, every person on the team. Mm. And even though I went down to check messages and that kind of stuff, we ended up, I didn't really have to do my, I texted back and forth a little bit with the team. And I kept up with it by kind of reviewing emails a time or two a day. But other than that, I had a vacation.
Things keep on turning good.
That was awesome. Yeah. So, it is time for...
Come on, baby, tell me what's the word. I word up. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you got to get it underway.
It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Robbins Roofing's word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do the smallest repair, replace your roof, replace a commercial roof, handle all of the insurance things on it. And I will tell you, I had a little, you know how Facebook gives you a little time warp back and reminds you what was happening 2 years ago or whatever. Well, 2 years ago this week, Robbins Roofing finished my new roof. And the nice part was, is they did it in 2 days, and it's a big roof. It's a tall roof. And they put in these vents that are solar powered, great big vents to vent the attic. And our utility bills went down significantly.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, and I asked them, I said, did I pay for those? And he said, well, I don't know, but you had vents up there. And I said, yeah, but I didn't have that good of vents up there. And he said, well, we want to know what you think of them. They be watching your utility bills.
Yeah.
And so, Larry Robbins, my utility bills have gone down. So thank you very much for knowing what to do to my roof. So our word of the day today is him. Him, H-Y-M-N. Do you guys know what that means? Anybody?
A soulful song, a spiritual.
It is a religious song or poem of praise to God. Why would I mention him, Tom?
Probably because I'm sitting across from you, Becky.
We have arranged to have a really spectacular happening in Choctaw, Oklahoma on October 24th. We'll mention this again, and I'll try to mention it each week as we do our show leading up to this hymn sing. It is an old-fashioned hymn sing out in the middle of a pasture. At Hope Retreat Ranch in Choctaw. Hope Retreat is a nonprofit organization. They are an equine therapy for disabled children. They are a refuge for veterans. They get to come out there and use the ranch. All kinds of nonprofits get to use that ranch. And it is right in the middle of a section line, so it's not exposed to the public. They've got horses. They've got little goats. They've got a duck running around. It's just a great place. Tom, we went out there a month or so ago. What did you think of the ranch?
Becky, you had been talking about the ranch to me for quite a while. And it's one of those things that you have to experience to understand. And I thought we were kind of running out there, maybe for an hour or so. We were out there many hours.
A while, weren't we?
We were out there quite a while. I was so fascinated and so really blown away about what's happening out there with the children. My goodness. Our whole state needs to know about this. It's just a magnificent place. Beautiful facility, clean, run by wonderful trained people. And they have opened the door, so to speak, for me to bring my old-fashioned hymn sing out next month. thanks to you, Becky.
Well, it is, if you've ever been to one of Tom's old-fashioned hymn sings, and you've had a few of them, haven't
you? I've had several in the last 4 years.
Yeah. It is a spiritual awakening type event, because for folks that are over 40, we've heard these hymns our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Those under 40...
may not have.
may not have, right? Well, if you had a grandma that sang, you did. You've heard of me, whether or no matter what your age is. But of the hymns, Mark, I mean, what do you see that kind of brings back a little bit of memory to you?
Oh, my goodness. I was looking over. I have the list of songs, and I was asking Tom. I feel like I should say Sir Tom Nix. I feel like it should be Sir
yeah,
Tom
right.
Oh, that's
Tom
funny.
Nix.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But thank you.
I was asking Sir Tom Nix, like, do you know these all by heart? Like, Come Thou Fount and Close to Thee and... crown him with many crowns. Like, those are all, like, those three right there, just three right on the middle. I remember seeing over and over as a kid, and I went to Central Bible College in Springfield, Missouri, is where I went to college.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Striving Metropolis there, and saying, like, we had chapel every day, and we would sing. And there, they felt like you had to know these hymns.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
uh-huh.
amazed that these words come back to me, like, and just know it. So
there's something about hymns that do stick.
Yeah,
I have found.
Yeah,
partly I'm sure it's the theology, the way they're well written, the pattern and form in which they're written. They're an easy stick, especially if we let them be in our life.
Yeah,
and that's what you're talking about,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, they bring back such vivid memories of certain time periods
oh, yes.
and certain instances, and we need those anchors that uh-huh. really help us.
Victory in Jesus.
Yeah.
We only sang that on Sunday night in my church. That was a Sunday night hymn. And I can remember that just. And sometimes we get to singing Victory in Jesus. We'd keep singing it. We might sing it for an hour. I'm not kidding. And ladies run in the aisle with their handkerchiefs. Gives you a clue kind of how old I am.
You've been in the hankerchief.
You don't see such a thing anymore, I'm sure, at all. But, oh, yeah, and people run into the altar, and we kept singing Victory in Jesus. That's one example, you know.
And some of them are going, there's a hanky wave service. I have been in many hanky wave services.
Oh, my, we have so much in common, yeah. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't know either, Tom. That's funny.
So, but the old-fashioned hymn sing is going to be at the Hope Retreat Ranch at 5:30 on, I think it's Saturday, isn't it, Tom?
Saturday, October 24th.
October 24th. We're hoping it's not too hot or too cold. It is before the time change.
Yes, and we're really praying it doesn't rain. Although they do have that wonderful awning portico thing out there.
It's a pavilion.
A pavilion. Yeah. I wasn't pulling up the right word. It's not just a little pavilion. It's quite large. We get quite a few people under that pavilion if it's raining.
Right. Right. We will. And, I mean, you can bring your own lawn chair.
Yes,
they've got
please
a few
do.
Picnic tables, but bring your own lawn chairs.
To be
and
safe.
Then they will have a few bales of hay out there to where you can just go sit on bales of hay.
Maybe some pumpkins.
There you go. In fact,
Becky and Janet, I'll bring the pumpkins, okay?
Here's what we need. We need everybody to bring a pumpkin and a can of pumpkin soup for a food basket of sorts.
Now, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Let's do that. Yeah. Let's just bring...
Now, you said pumpkin soup. I think you meant pumpkin pie filling.
Probably so.
I do make a pumpkin soup, but I don't think it comes in a can yet.
No.
I've never had pumpkin soup.
It's good. It's actually good.
Ooh, it's kind of like sweet potato soup.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, especially with just a little bit of cream in it. So,
there you go.
Okay, well, we're here with Tom Nix. We're talking a little bit about how life has changed and why we have to have a hymn sing outdoors, because they won't let us gather indoors for church. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to sing with the mask on. So we're going to have social distancing at Hope Retreat Ranch and going to be able to sing praise to God.
And you're welcome to wear your mask out there. It's totally up to you.
Yes.
I'm sure many will. I'm sure many won't. We're not going to stand up and point. You take yours off. You leave yours on. We're not going to do anything like that. But
I'm going to wear a mask, but it's not for any kind of virus thing. It's so that people will not hear me sing. That way I can sing out and it won't be
heard. Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to bring you up front.
No. I have the voice of my father, which is not good.
Well, we are... We've got more. We've got smoking hot deals when we return. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here at our final segment, and we've been talking a little bit about how our lives have changed with the virus coming along. We're going to end with telling you again the dates of our hymn sing, our old-fashioned hymn sing, led by Tom Nix himself.
And we're going to be at the Hope Retreat Ranch out in Choctaw. By the way, we'll be telling you more about this in the coming weeks. But the address is 2320 South Sandwood Drive on Saturday, October 24th at 5:30 p.m. Bring your own lawn chairs.
Yeah, bring your own lawn chairs. Or we're going to have some hay bales out there if you want them. And by the way, just this is a little free advertisement for Tom here because we appreciate him so much. But he's available for events and corporate events and stuff like that. Weddings, you play the piano.
Yes, parties, private parties, anything. Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, that's been pretty scarce lately.
totally scarce, actually.
Since our gatherings have kind of been down. But thanks for tuning in. Be here next week for more, and we'll talk to you next week.